this bulletin, former United States President Donald Trump acquitted in a historic second impeachment trial. Victorian businesses to face a tough week amid a snap lockdown. And in sport, Alex de Minaur loses to Italian Fabio Fognini with no Australian men left in the Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Former United States President Donald Trump has been acquitted on a charge of incitement of insurrection in relation to the January 6 riot at the US Capitol. After a five-day impeachment trial in the US Senate, the vote was largely split along party lines, falling short of the two-thirds Democrats needed to convict Mr. Trump. Earlier, Jamie Raskin, the lead Democratic prosecutor, said the evidence is overwhelming that the former president incited the mob.
It's now clear beyond doubt that Trump supported the actions of the mob, and so he must be convicted. It's that simple. When he took the stage on January 6th, he knew exactly how combustible the situation was. He knew there were many people in the crowd who were ready to jump into action, to engage in violence at any signal that he needed them to fight, like hell, to stop the steal. And that's exactly what he told them to do.
Mr. Trump is the only U.S. president to ever be impeached twice while in office. Business owners in Melbourne say they're facing significant financial issues over Valentine's Day and Lunar New Year. The weekend was meant to be one of the busiest for businesses, but Victoria announced a snap five-day lockdown to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious British COVID-19 variant. Will Newton, owner of Lava Restaurant, says they will lose up to $40,000 in income.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. I've got 148 phone calls just for Valentine's Day to let people know that we unfortunately are trying to move romance this year till next week. It's very horrible. We've also got to deal with the excess of food and alcohol we had ordered. We've got a couple of hundred oysters sitting in the fridge. We don't have contingencies for this, only just being back on our feet.
Victorian opposition leader Michael O'Brien says financial compensation should be provided to business owners. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's optimistic he would be able to ease the coronavirus lockdown in England when he unveils new plans later this month.
I will be saying more on Monday about where we've got to with the JCVI cohorts 1 to 4. Then on the 22nd, I'll be setting out more of the roadmap about the way forward, starting with schools. We very much hope on March the 8th. That's got to be the priority. Our children's education, our kids' education is the number one priority. But then working forwards to getting non-essential retail open as well.
Mr. Johnson says in due course he'll be able to cautiously open hospitality as well. The United Kingdom is under an indefinite national lockdown to curb the spread of the virus, with non-essential shops, gyms and hairdressers closed and most people working from home and schools shut. A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of Fukushima in Japan. The 7.3 magnitude quake was felt strongly in Tokyo, but a tsunami warning has not been issued. Officials say there are reports of about 50 people injured. Almost 1 million homes are without power. The quake struck near the epicenter of a 2011 earthquake, which triggered a tsunami and killed over 18,000 people. To sport now, an Italian Fabio Fognini has beaten Australian men's number one Alex de Minaur in straight sets. Fognini's 6-4, 6-3, 6-4 win over de Minaur means no other Australian men are left in this year's Open. De Minaur says it was a tough match.
I'm not satisfied where I am. I want to be pushing deep in slams and pushing second weeks. And look, I'll have more chances and I'll definitely learn from this.
While second seed Rafael Nadal defeated Briton Cameron Norrie in straight sets at Rod Laver Arena, Nadal secured a 7-5, 6-2, 7-5 victory over Norrie. Nadal, who will now face Fognini in the fourth round, told Channel 9 he needs to be prepared to face the Italian.
We played a lot of times. He beat me a couple of times. He came here after an injury, so he will be hungry to play well. Very impressive victory today against the Minari, so in a straight set, so he will come to that match with plenty of confidence. Let's see, you know, I need to keep improving.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, mostly sunny and 23. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. Sydney, partly cloudy, 25. Newcastle, much the same and 25 again. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.